Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin. Welcome to Scattershot Symphony, the music of Peter Link. That's me. People ask me, why symphony? You're not a classical composer. Well, Wikipedia defines symphony as an extended musical composition most often written by composers for orchestra, often presented in several movements. And so, I bring you the music of a lifetime of composition, often presented in several movements. That's the nature of these podcasts, a scattershot look at a lifetime of music from a variety of genres: pop, rock, R&B, reggae, gospel, musical theater, funk, inspirational, and whatever. Basically, the music we all grew up on. All from the labyrinthine mind of composer Peter Link. That's me. So, strap on them headphones. We're 90% music with just a smattering of commentary. And for God's sakes, turn it up! Hey! This week being the third episode of this podcast series, I prefer to let the music do the talking. However, if you need to know more about me, please visit wikipedia.com, Peter Link. This episode is entitled, Just for Laughs. What makes us laugh? Well, the absurd makes us laugh. An elephant and a hippopotamus walk into a bar. Then there are sight gags. Man slips on a banana peel.
Oh, no!
What is it to laugh? It's an expulsion of energy. Ha! The slipping on a banana peel laugh comes from the unexpected. It usually comes from some form of surprise, whether it's small or large. A chuckle. Or an explosion. Or just a smile. Did you hear that? Yeah, well, that was just a smile. The appreciation of simply just something being funny. Humor. There's all kinds of humor. There are sight gags and farce, burlesque and satire, and my own personal favorite, wit. Oh yes, and then of course there's today's favorite, toilet. I prefer wit. I long for the days of wit. So, in this particular episode, I shall feature songs that in some way or another feature a little bit of all of the above. Welcome to our first example. Let's start with a smile. Wife Julia and I bought a second home in the mountains of Colorado. There, I cloned my New York recording studio so I could go out there and work sometimes. Our home had huge picture windows with spectacular views of the mountains around us. In the window outside the studio, we put a hummingbird feeder. Those little birds were really fans of my music. Sometimes I would look up from my work and three or four of them would be hovering in the window, wings a blur, madly dancing, looking at me as my music filled the house. Now that would make me laugh. And so, a musical tribute to my fine feathered fans. This one's for the birds.
This song is for the birds. This song is for the birds. This song is for the birds. This song is for the birds. There's a blue jay on my doorstep, trying to steal the laces off my running shoes. He's some kind of mad kleptomaniac. He can't help cause it's in his genes. He don't read the magazines, so he don't know what kleptomania means. Clear of conscience, but still guilty as sin. So this song is for the birds. This song is for the birds. There's a hummingbird at my window, looking at me while I write this song. And we're eyeball to eyeball, listening to his wings beat the rhythm of life. Listening to his wings beat the rhythm of life. Listening to his wings beat the rhythm of life. Hummingbird. Hummingbird. Hummingbird.
Birds,
they don't know where they come from, don't know where they're going to, don't have time to wonder, too busy flying at the moon, too busy trying to prune, too busy working for the early morning worm, singing, baby, I'll be coming home soon. So this song is for the birds.
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 There's a woodpecker pecking on the side of my house, putting a hole where there ain't one. And it ain't very nice, I already got me some mice, and they're filling my life with their hole,
just like the moles.
And oh, what a mess. Confess that I tend to digress.
Point being,
this song is for the birds.
This song, this song.
This song is for the birds.
This song, this song.
There's an eagle in my backyard, wondering what became of America. He's got the whole world on his shoulder. Must have gone bald thinking about the A-bomb. Must have gone bald just trying to stay calm. He's still worrying about Vietnam. Somebody ought to tell him the war's over. And this song is for the birds. This song is for the birds. Each morning they sing a new symphony. It's a soaring cantata to the sky above. And it's all about feathers and making love. Twiddly-dee-dee-dee. This song is for the birds. Birds. Birds.
Okay, next subject. The Absurd. Some of you out there will think this next song absurd. Perhaps it is. Perhaps it is not. I, for one, happen to think that life is eternal. Probably not in this particular body, but I like to think that something of my being goes on. Continues. Probably what gets left behind is the hard drive in our brains that contains our memory of this planet Earth experience. I know this because I have no recollection of what I was doing before little Petey was born decades ago. Now, I could go on and on this bent for hours, but I promise 90% music, and by golly, you're gonna get it. So,
no longer who I am. guess I'm like a baby, wondering if maybe I could take another form and try again. Well, I wish I could go back into my family.
I wish I could. I wish I could.
If I only could remember who they are,
I
would smile up at my mother as I listen for my name.
Now, here's a song that I wrote when producing an album for wife Julia called Julia Wade Duets Woman to Woman. That's numeral two. Get it? Woman to Woman Duets? Clever, eh? Julia very much wanted to do an album with some of her favorite girlfriend singers. And, well, who am I to stop her? I mean, I like girls, and it seemed like a lot of fun, which it was. But when we were finished, I was kind of sad because, well, it just wasn't an album that I could sing on. I mean, after all, we are a famous duo on our block anyway. And anyway, I felt kind of left out. So,
lastly, let me introduce you to yet another friend, somewhat off the wall, but nonetheless quite real. She's really rather shy, but coming to the fore with an iron strength of will, though quite genteel. And she's so sweet,
so sweet. She's the woman in me.
She's a ballerina dancing in the dark. She hides behind the curtain in her innocence and grace, and sings to me the songs of the skylark.
I knew not,
you knew not,
of the woman in me as I wandered through the trials of my youth. She emerged from out the shadows as I ripened in my years, and I slowly grew accustomed to the truth. I had a woman in me.
And though I fell in love with the boy, the fine fellow and the man, there was a little something extra that emerged. And your quiet femininity.
I search to find the balance of life. Equilibrium, the man I'd become.
Your true individuality,
the man I am, and yes, the woman in me.
You old dog, you.
The essence of what every woman knows. It soothes the broken promise as it calms the ruffled heart. It's the tenderness that melts the winter snow. Yeah, that's the woman in me.
And though I spend my days with the boy, shovel the driveway. Just don't be trying on none of my dresses.
Aww.
If you want to write a funny song and you want to make sure you get the laughs, just write one for kids. They'll laugh at anything. Well, almost. But kids just love to laugh. And the more absurd, the better. With kids, you can pull out all the stops. Sight gags, poop jokes, silly noises, whatever you throw at them, they're ready to rock. Here's one of my favorites from an album that Julia and I did years ago for kids only. Actually, that was the title song, For Kids Only. Actually, that was the name of the album, too, For Kids Only. But we'll get to that one later. Anyway, put on your helicopter beanie and roll with me now, because we're going for a ride.
Honk, honk. Oh, going for a ride, my car, car. Going for a ride, my car, car. Going for a ride, my car, car. Won't you come along with me? Oh, going for a ride, my tractor. Going for a ride, my tractor. Going for a ride, my tractor. Won't you come along with me? Oh, going for a ride, my jet plane. Going for a ride, my jet plane. Going for a ride, my jet plane. Won't you come along with me?
All aboard!
Choo, 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 choo. going for a ride, my choo-choo. Going for a ride, my choo-choo. Won't you come along with me? Hold on tight. Oh, going for a ride on my magic carpet. Going for a ride on my magic carpet. Going for a ride on my magic carpet. Won't you come along with me? Blub, 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 blub.
Going for a ride on my hippopotamus. Going for a ride on my hippopotamus. Going for a ride on my hippopotamus. Won't you come along with me?
Going for a ride on this big old earth. Going for a ride on this big old earth. Going for a ride on this big old earth. Won't you come along with me?
Speaking of kids, now here's one from my childhood. In fact, here's another funny song about dying. I didn't write these lyrics, though I did add a few of my own thoughts. This is a medley of traditional spirituals that always had great appeal to me as a kid. In my CD, Going Home, that is in fact not about dying, but rather about eternal life, I thought these two good old songs made a needed and positive statement. I also deeply appreciate the added energies of the inimitable Jenny Burton on this one. A medley.
Oh, you can't get to heaven on roller skates, 'cause you roll right by them early gates. Oh, you can't get to heaven on roller skates, 'cause you roll right by them early gates. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more. No, don't try going by roller blades, 'cause you can't roll over them barricades. Oh, you can't get to heaven in a skin-tight dress, 'cause the curves you got mean less and less. Oh, you can't get to heaven in a skin-tight dress, 'cause the curves you got mean less and less. I ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more.
You can't get to heaven in a fancy suit, 'cause the Lord upstairs don't give a hoot.
Well, but I got a robe, you got a robe, all God's children got a robe. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe, I'm gonna shout all over God's heaven. Heaven, heaven, everybody talking about heaven. Heaven, gonna shout all over God's heaven. Oh, you can't get to heaven in your old man's car.
No, no.
'Cause a dang old thing, it won't go that far.
It won't go that far.
Oh, you can't get to heaven in your old man's car.
but dang, no thing won't go that far. I ain't a gonna grieve my Lord no more.
Come on, Daddy.
And you can't get to heaven in a limousine, 'cause the Lord don't sell no gasoline.
No, you can't get to heaven with a lot of cash, 'cause it only goes right in the trash.
And you can't get to heaven in a send you back.
But I got the shoes, you got the shoes, all of God's children got the shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes, I'm gonna walk all over God's heaven. Heaven,
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 everybody,
everybody talking about heaven. Shout all over God's heaven. Oh, you can't get to heaven with a mortal sin.
No, no.
'Cause the Lord don't allow no sneaking in.
No sneaking in.
Oh, you can't get to heaven with a mortal sin. 'Cause the Lord don't allow no sneaking in.
I ain't gonna grieve my Lord no more.
And you can't get to heaven if you never try, and you only start just before you die. But if you get to heaven before I do, just bore a hole and pull me through.
I had just finished writing and recording a new Broadway musical entitled Searching for My Father with book writer Reagan Courtney when the pandemic hit. Obviously, it's going to be a while before 1,500 people sit in a Broadway theater together. So that project, along with several others, got shelved until who knows when. The musical is a story about a 13-year-old totally atheist boy who changes his mind because Bible characters from the past time travel to him to convince him otherwise by telling their miraculous stories. One particular visitation tells the story of David and Goliath from the point of view of Goliath. So it is old Goliath who pays the visit, dressed in full battlefield regalia. Now, we know that Goliath was a giant of a man, but Reagan and I decided that old Goliath probably did not have a giant brain. Since this is a scene from a musical, we decided that Goliath should sing. But what would he sing about? What would he sound like? And most important, would he be able to carry a tune? One of my claims to fame in life is that I got the chance to work with a master funny man, Neil Simon, on a Broadway play with music called The Good Doctor. Neil Simon, the most successful playwright financially in the history of the world. I learned so much from this man. What applies here is that he often said that the real laughs in a show always came from character, not jokes. If humor is character-driven, there is no need for jokes. And if there is a joke, it's the character that always makes it three times funnier. With that said, we now take you to our 13-year-old boy and his time-traveled visitor, Goliath, who will prove to us all, once and for all, that giants can sing.
Weird. Well, aren't you going to sing a song? Everybody else does.
Oh, my mama laughed at me and told me I was a monotone, so I don't sing no songs.
Oh, no, monotones are great. If you can only sing one note, you can still sing. Try this one. Let's see.
I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah.
No.
No, go ahead. This'll be fun, I promise.
No.
Oh, come on, big guy. Be brave.
Well, okay. I'll try. Sing it again.
I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah? Yeah. Now try it with me.
I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keep going.
I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah.
That's good. You got it. See, you can carry a tune. Now don't stop no matter what. Keep going.
I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah. I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah. I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah. I can sing this song real good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I can sing this song real good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Song real good. Oh, yeah.
In the Broadway musical King of Hearts, lyrics by Jacob Brackman with music by yours truly, our hero, a World War I naive American soldier whose sole responsibility is to manage the care and feeding of the carrier pigeons, proudly recounts his newly elevated position in life to his sixth grade teacher, who it seems never really believed in him. Her name, Mrs. Draba. Johnny, our hero, is played here deliciously by super talented Don Scardino, who did the lead on Broadway. Hit it, Donnie.
Hey, look at me, Mrs. Draba. I'm the kid you used to call Johnny Dumb. You said I wasn't up to the curriculum, and I'd likely wind up as a pool hall bum. You can read about me now in the Millertown Gazette. Hey, look at me, Mrs. Driver. I'm the kid you said belonged behind a plow, but instead of doing poorly, I'm taking a bow, and I surely wish that you could get a load of me now. Remember when I failed my multiplication? Remember where you made me stand? You never could guess that boy shaking in the corner had a destiny so grand, so grand. Well, a weeny, weedy, weechy, now it's all at my command. If you never looked at me then, Mrs. Driver, you better take a look at me now. I said, if you never looked at me then, Mrs. Driver, you better take a look at me now. If I'd have believed you, Mrs. Driver, I'd have never had the guts to take this job. I'd have never made the heart of a French girl throb. I'd be peeling potatoes like an infantry slob. Royal robes with all the trappings, loyal subjects cheering, clapping, wise advisors and pals for life, a responsible position, a beautiful wife, an appetite for having fun, and I ain't even 21. If you never looked at me then, Mrs. Driver, you better take a look at me now. I said, if you never looked at me then, Mrs. Driver, you better take a look at me now. Too bad, old bat, with your bottom side bulging and your top side flat. Gibble, gabble, yak, yak, whistle, stop, nag. If you never looked at me then, Mrs. Driver, you better take a look, yes, you better take a look, yes, you better take a look at me. Now!
In another example of character humor, why not a Christmas song? Here, we imagine a young and innocent, yet skeptical, girl on Christmas Eve, hiding behind the couch, waiting to see if old Saint Nick would really come down that chimney. Well, of course he does, but what results is a true fantasy of the imagination. Julia Wade, The Night I Met Saint Nick.
I was hiding behind the sofa when he came down the chimney, 'cause I did not believe he could actually come down the chimney. But he came down the chimney just like they always said he would. Yeah, with a grunt and a whoosh and kerplop. It amazed me so I forgot I was hiding. So I stood up in amazement at a fat man in a red suit with a scowl upon his face. In tarnation are you doing up now at this ungodly hour, young lady? He said as he texted on his iPhone back up north to his elf. Well, Mr. Claus, I replied, most polite, I guess I just had to see for myself. Well, now you've gone and done it, as he pulled out his list. Let's see here, you must be young Julie. Is that right? Well, that's right, said I. Well, now you're in big trouble, sure as pie. I got a most busy schedule, now you're making me late. Right now, I ought to be back on my sled instead. So go ahead now and go back to bed. And don't you be peeking through the keyhole. When I got up that morning, that Christmas morning, there was nothing in my stocking but a lump of coal. Rats! I would have cried my eyes out. But remember, good people, it was just a dream. About the night I met Saint Nick. I don't know if he was a saint, but he sure was cute. Okay, don't go away. There's more to this story. Next Christmas Eve, I was hiding again behind the sofa as he whooshed down the chimney. I remember you. You're that girl. You're Julie. You were troubled from the get-go, and now you're back again, my friend. Yeah, this ain't right, and it's just got to stop. Well, only this time, actually, I'm kind of glad to see ya. I'm a little bit stuck here. Got a flat tire on a reindeer, and I'm plumb done out of spares. Whoever heard of such a thing like that? Well, now remember, good. good people. It was just a dream. Just a dream. It was just a dream about another night I met Saint Nick. I never promised it would make much sense. So I grabbed him my old trusty bicycle pump and we went swoosh up the chimney in a flash. And there stood Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and the others. I fixed that old flat tire in the blink of a lash. And old Saint Nick was off like a shot. Well, goodbye. He shouted Merry, Merry Christmas across the sky.
To all a happy, happy new year.
He never looked back, he never said thanks. He just disappeared into the clouds. Hold on, just wait a minute, Santa. Here I am, stuck on the roof. And no way, I'm going back down that chimney. It's too darn dirty and I just don't have it in me. And besides, you never even said thank you. When I got up that morning, that Christmas morning, my stocking was filled to the brim and overflowing. Presents in the kitchen, presents in the bathtub, presents in the attic, and presents in the shed. And even one more under the pillow in my bed. I could have cried my eyes out at all the presents he left me. But then again, my friend, it was just a dream. It was just a dream about the night I met. Huh. Or was it? Nah. It was just a dream about the night I met Saint Nick. Now, who in tarnation ever heard of a flat tire on a reindeer? I declare, Santa. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. Nothing makes any sense.
I first met Noah Marlowe when he was 12. I hired him without ever actually seeing him, just because of his most impressive singing voice, which I had heard online. He showed up at my studio as a driven Broadway kid ready to knock down tall buildings. He had already appeared in several Broadway shows and was a 4'9" professional. I liked him immediately when he walked in the door because he wore a black t-shirt with a great color picture on the front, the face of Albert Einstein. Not a rock star's face, not Derek Jeter, but the face of a physicist. I immediately took him into my office to show him a huge 4-foot picture of the same funny-looking old man hanging on my office wall. My own hero, Albert. Noah did a bang-up job on the first studio job I gave him, and I was hooked. He was 12, going on 13, and fast approaching the time that his gorgeous kid soprano voice would change to an awkward teenager voice. So, we signed him to do an album that I would produce before the octaves began to drop. I think we made it by the skin of our teeth, or by the hair on his chin. Naturally, it seemed only appropriate to write him a song about our mutual hero. It's not a comedy song per se, but it is a song that will elicit a few smiles. Check it out. Noah Marlowe at 12. Albert Einstein.
Thank you. like Albert, just like Albert, Albert Einstein. If I only had the smarts, if I only had the brain, I'd think a million thoughts that would bomb fix the mind. Change the way the future will remember mankind. Leave Sir Isaac Newton and his apple far behind. And drive my fellow physicists insane. Oh, part of me wants to be just like Albert, just like Albert, Albert Einstein. Yeah, part of me wants to be just like Albert, wise old Albert, Albert Einstein. If I only had the gift of a 200 IQ, I'd change a lot of things. Yeah, I know just what to do. I could 3D print my body, keep it up on the shelf, take it down at night and have a talking to myself. I might even lose all track of who was who. Yeah, part of me wants to be just like Albert, my pal Albert, Albert Einstein. As a young savant, I'm not talking no dilettante, but this age of quantum physics, well, I'd spend all my time dreaming of vengeance of the mind, like zero calorie ice cream, bicycles that can fly, traveling on light beam and tongues that wouldn't line up at my door, roaring more, more. We want more, more of that Einstein answer. Yeah, more of that Einstein answer. So part of me wants to be just like Albert, good old Albert, Albert Einstein. If I only had the grasp, if I only had the wit, I'd stop the literati thinking my two eccentric socks, I would stand among the giants. Oh yeah, that rocks! And when it came to school, I'd quit. Oh, part of me wants to be just like Albert. Ooh, Albert, Albert Einstein. Mr. Einstein, can I call you Albert? We'll be hanging out, shooting pool, working equations, playing video games. Debating the variances of string theory? Cool. Let's take a break and go skinny dipping. He's my pal. Al.
Long ago, back before the turn of the century, back when I really stood for something, back when one really went to war for one's principles, back when the battle for righteousness was fought on the plains of justice and the American way, I too sacrificed and stood up to the enemy proudly and with passion. That's right. I went to war, and I did battle with great conviction with my telephone company. I don't remember the exact reason. I only remember that I was right and they were wrong. In the long run, I won. I won the war. For MCI Communications went out of business. But at the time, I lost the battle. No matter how stalwart I was, they simply had the mighty advantage over both me and my billing concerns. Time was their arsenal, and I simply could not outgun them. In the abyss of frustration, in the depths of my defeat, the only light left for me was to write this next song and pour my experience out to the world. I give to you now, the truth be told.
Finally answer, they don't know.
Okay, this last one's for the kid in each of us. Anyone who doesn't want to laugh, giggle, or smile has to now leave the room. That's right. Get out. The rest of you can stay. But you have to stick your finger in your nose, stand on one leg, and shout, "Hi-o, Silver."
Hi-o, Silver!
Very good, very good. If there isn't a kid in each of you who loves to laugh, well, you probably wouldn't have made it this far in the podcast. By the third song, you would have said, "Oh, please," and turned us off. So you're still here. Good. You can now take your finger out of your nose. This song's for you. For kids only.
All right, we're gonna have some fun now.
can be dumb, you can be smart, you can be off the chart. You can have hair, you can have scales, just as long as you are a kid, you prevail.
So like I said, we don't allow rhinoceri.
They don't behave indoors.
They won't applaud, and that is why the song's for kids only. Yeah. It's just for kids. Oh yeah. You can't be wise, you can't be blind, you can't be any kind. Just be a kid. It's for kids only. You can't be short, you can't be shy, you can't be black or white. No cat, no dog, no cow, no sharks, no dreams, no bugs, no parrots.
Well, there you have it. Scattershot Symphony, the third movement. Next. Right after the first of the year, we'll be coming at you with a lot more Scattershot Symphony movements. Each episode will cover concepts like songs forgotten but now remembered, no lyrics, no singers, just music, Julia Wade, secular songs, Peter Link, theatrical songbook, love songs, and yes, even Sunday morning sacred. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And to keep abreast of the latest episode, you can subscribe to Scattershot Symphony from your podcast app of choice. And thanks to Watchfire Music, Nathan Bergdorf, and the entire staff for all your work in producing and promoting this podcast. A very special thanks also to Stuart Barefoot, our associate producer, for all your invaluable knowledge and great vibes. And lastly, a posthumous thanks to Ludwig von Beethoven for your opening four bars.
This podcast is presented with loving care by the staff at Watchfire Music. If you liked what you heard, we got lots more where that came from. In the meantime, you can find the songs you just heard on watchfiremusic.com/podcast. There, you can purchase the singles or albums and have access to all the lyrics. Also, there you will find all previous podcasts and future scheduling. If you just became a Scattershot fan, tell your friends and stay tuned.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.